Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding Islamic worship rituals, the misconception I'd like to bring in discussion today relates to missed out prayers. Now, there could be times and circumstances in the lives of people in which they turn to pray to the Almighty, and of course praying five times a day, but then they find that they have missed out a number of prayers in their life. So the question arises that are Muslims bound to make up for these missed out prayers? Should they offer each of these missed out prayers? The answer to this question, of course, we need to take a recourse to the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when we look up these two sources, we find that there is nothing in these two sources which bounds us in any manner or recommends anything in this regard. So therefore, we find that our scholars of this ummah have split up into three distinct opinions vis-a-vis these missed out prayers. And I'll just enumerate these opinions before you. And I specify this that, of course, any one of these opinions can be adopted. And therefore, if one adopts any of these opinions, since these opinions are obviously based on ijtihad, so therefore one must not negate or criticize the other opinion. All these three opinions have been formed in our ummah, and a person can adopt any one of these. So the first opinion, and perhaps the more dominant opinion is that we must count all our missed out prayers, and then we should try to pray all these missed out prayers, offer all these missed out prayers one by one. The second opinion in this regard is that we should count our optional prayers or the nafil prayers that we offer after our obligatory prayers, that we should count these as the missed out prayers. So we should, in fact, when we're praying these nafil prayers, we should think that we are actually praying the missed out prayers earlier on. And we should, of course, keep a reasonable count of this these missed out prayers and then compensate them in the form of the prayers that we are praying and regard them to be those missed out prayers. And again, as I said, these nafil prayers that we pray with our obligatory prayers should be the ones which stand in for those missed out prayers. And the third opinion in this regard is that there is no need to make up for these prayers at all. One should just offer repentance before the Almighty and ask for His forgiveness. And since what has been lost has been lost, and the temperament of our religion is not to put people into difficulty. And the Quran says, "Yuridullahu bikum al-yusra." The Almighty wants to put you into ease. So if we keep this temperament of our religion in mind, then of course what has been missed out, what cannot be made up, because making that thing up would of course be a cause of great difficulty and will be very, very difficult for people to make up for what they have lost. So therefore, if one repents before the Almighty and asks for His forgiveness, that will be sufficient, and that would hopefully make him successful before the Almighty vis-a-vis this particular issue. So, in a nutshell, all these three opinions exist in our ummah, and all these three opinions are ascribed to worthy scholars of our ummah. So people can adhere to either one of these opinions, and as I said earlier on, if we adhere to one opinion, we must not negate or criticize a person who adheres to a different opinion or an opposite opinion, because as I said earlier on, we have been left open-ended in this matter. The Sharia has left this matter to our own discretion. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات